This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Lebanese officials claim a major power station in Lebanon will resume operations on Sunday, 2 days after it ground to a halt due to lack of fuel amid constant power cuts during the country's economic collapse. One of Lebanon's four main power plants went offline Friday because the state electricity company says it was unable to access fuel shipments stuck offshore due to pending payments. The company said Saturday foreign correspondent banks had completed payment procedures and preparations were underway to unload the cargo the same day, but there was no reference to another power station which also went offline on Friday because it ran out of fuel. The two plants together provide about 40% of the country's electricity. Lebanon is in what the World Bank has called one of the worst economic crises since the 1850s, and the cash-strapped state is struggling to buy enough fuel to keep the lights on. Power cuts in recent months have lasted up to 22 hours a day in some areas, while even private generator owners have been forced to ration output as fuel prices rise, resulting in periods of complete blackout. This has disrupted work at businesses, government offices, and hospitals. The government's COVID-19 vaccine committee on Friday said it canceled a mass vaccination drive planned for the weekend because of power outages in most centers. Lebanon has been without a fully functioning government since the last one resigned in the wake of a devastating explosion at a Beirut port last year that killed more than 200 people. The economic crisis has seen the Lebanese pound lose more than 90% of its value against the dollar on the black market and left over half the population living below the poverty line. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian firefighters say they used water-carrying planes on Saturday to contain forest fires that tore through a central region, killing one man and destroying dozens of village homes. Authorities say hundreds of residents were evacuated on Friday as strong winds complicated efforts to control the blaze. Russia's deputy emergencies minister told the TASS news agency, quote, "The fire was spreading at a speed of more than 150 meters per minute. That's a huge speed. It was a firestorm, a burst that was impossible to put out." She says firefighters had eventually managed to get most of the blazes under control and contain them. The Kremlin says President Vladimir Putin spoke by telephone with the region's governor and ordered him to find a way to rebuild the homes that were destroyed. Russia has been hit with huge forest fires in recent years, including in far-flung remote regions. The owner of a Bangladesh factory where 52 people died in a fire was arrested for murder Saturday, along with seven others, as it emerges children as young as 11 had been working there. Police say the owner and four of his sons were among eight people detained over the inferno, which broke out Thursday and raged for more than a day. A separate inquiry has been launched into the use of child labor at the food factory. Local police chief says the entrance had been padlocked at the time of the blaze and the factory breached multiple safety regulations. All eight people detained face murder charges. Before his arrest, the owner told the Daily Star newspaper the fire, quote, "may have been a result of workers' carelessness," suggesting a discarded cigarette could have sparked the carnage. Afghan authorities prepared Saturday to retake a key border crossing seized by the Taliban in a sweeping offensive that insurgents claim has helped capture a vast swath of the violence-wracked nation. As U.S. troops continue their withdrawal, the Taliban claim its fighters have seized two crossings in western Afghanistan, completing an arc of territory from the Iranian border to the frontier with China. It now holds 85% of the country, a Taliban official said Friday, controlling about 250 of Afghanistan's nearly 400 districts, a claim impossible to independently verify and disputed by the government. A regional governor said Saturday authorities were deploying fresh troops to retake the biggest trade crossing between Iran and Afghanistan. The Vatican said Saturday Pope Francis is continuing a normal recovery after colon surgery, adding his blood tests were satisfactory. The 84-year-old is in the hospital after undergoing a three-hour operation Sunday. It's the first time he'd been hospitalized since he became Pope in 2013. He will deliver his traditional Sunday noon prayer from the 10th floor of the Rome Hospital. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.